So they'll be first and 10 for the Deckerville Eagles. High snaps out of the shotgun and a tackle and a fumble. Recovered again by the Eagles have this one, but just about sacked in the backfield. They stripped him of the football. The Deckerville Eagle quarterback went down. The ball went in the other direction. Warriors just about got it, but the Eagles did recover that one, so it will be a second and 16. Boy, swarming defense this time.
Yep, they
by
came
the
in
Warriors.
There. We just called his name. That was Pichette again coming in there. He'll get credited with a sack, I'm sure.
Some wheels. So here we go. This is going to be a long second and 16 for the Deckerville Eagles. The score is 6-0. Deckerville on top here at their homecoming. We're in the first quarter with Cruise 102.1 FM, WLEW Sports, out of the I formation. Fake to the handoff to the fullback. Going to go to the halfback off the right side and will pick up a number of yards. Gets him back to at least the 10-yard mark.
And Boyd Fritch had some nice yards after contact, didn't he? He took that first hit and he just kept those legs going a la Barry Sanders and just drove that pile.
Just about the same play Fritch ran just a few plays ago. The 5'11", 160-pound junior running off the outside of the right tackle and picking up a number. So we're going to go now third and 8 with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Back out of the shotgun. We're going to split receivers, two receivers on the left-hand side. It's going to be quarterback keeper off the left side. That seems to be the Deckerville Eagles' strong side as they run between the left tackle and the guard this time. And near a first down, they're going to be about 3 yards, 3-4 yards short. That'll bring up a 4th and 4 for the Deckerville Eagles.
That left side of that offensive line really did a good job winning that battle right there.
Boy, that's
gave the quarterback a lot of room.
That is some beef over there on that left side with the whole line there. So Warriors in this one, guys. Don't let that first series of plays drive you away. And you know what? If you're in the area, come on over. A lot of football. We've got 3 quarters to go. Fake handoff off the right side, looking for number 5. A quick pass over to the right side, and it's going to be close to a first down. As the pass goes to number 5, Austin Fritch. It looks like Fritch has got it on about the 28-yard line for a first down. Deckerville Eagles.
75, Devin Kurleski was over there to hit him out of bounds, but not before he crossed that first down marker.
Well, nice rollout. As you can see, there was a lot of pursuit there on the Deckerville quarterback by the Warriors coming off that left side. That was number 75, Adam Pichette, chasing him down and getting rid of the ball just in time with a quick pass off the right side to Austin Fritch for about a 10-12-yard gainer. Number 9, the quarterback under center. That's Brandon Patello. He's going to keep it, and a quick run off to the left side. Oh, the wheels are underway, and that happened so fast. The Warriors didn't even see what hit them. Deckerville Eagles putting another 6 on the board with a big scamper that time. And about a 30-yard run.
Patullo showed some wheels because Shornak had the angle on him, and he's a pretty fast kid, and he just could not run him down. Patullo just beat him right around the outside and took that in no problem.
Well, even
that was a nice
even if the quarterback would have been stopped there, he had the pitch man out to the left, you know, there was nobody out there on the quarterback. So if they'd have got the quarterback, he'd have simply pitched. That was going to be a score.
Somebody was scoring
anything
on that play.
On high water. So the score 12-0 right now, and that's the end of the first quarter. We're going to go for the extra point. Back into the pro set. Strong right, we're going to go in motion with the halfback, and it's a handoff to the fullback right up the middle. That was a halfback running that one in again, number 5, Austin Fritch. As the Deckerville Eagles putting 14 points on the board here in the first quarter. Well, that's our score here. Deckerville Eagles homecoming with the North Huron Warriors at Deckerville Field, 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. Cruise 102.1 FM, WLEW Sports. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
When we need help, there are times we just need to talk to a friend.
Thank you for calling. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences. Please tell me your phone or account number. Hold for one moment.
Can I please talk to a human?
That's okay. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences.
Can I please talk to a human?
No problem. Your account number is a 9 or 10.
Can I please talk to a human?
Bear with me for one moment before I help you with that.
Maybe it's time for a new phone family.
Good morning, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Oh, hi, Mr. Randall. Tell me, how does Sue like her new phone?
She's loving it. Just the other day, she was talking to her girlfriend.
Unplug the robot and bring your family into ours. Thumb Cellular, dedicated to one-on-one personal human connections.
Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store is the go-to source for livestock and pet feeds and medications in the Cass City area. And just in time for the fall hunting season, they've added deer blocks, minerals, and deer feed from their Thumb Quality Feeds division. Some say the deer find it so tasty they may be waiting in line when you get to the blind. Get those items and more at the Farmers Cooperative Grain Company Cass City store, corner of M53 and Bay City Forestville Road. They're open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City, Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op.
The Deckerville Eagles homecoming and a beautiful night here in the Thumb for high school football. Eight-man action here in Deckerville with the Eagles hosting the North Huron Warriors for the Eagles homecoming. I think that was supposed to kind of be an onside kick there by Janowak. He put a good boot into it.
But all three kicks
been out of bounds. So it's going to give the Warriors, they got some good field position here to get things going. We're at the start of our second quarter with a score of 14-0. Deckerville Eagles on top of the North Huron Warriors. Well, don't count the Warriors out of this. I mean, I've seen they got some tools here that when they make it work, it works, but they've got to get a little more consistency on the play. Here we go out of the shotgun. With the Warriors handoff up the middle, nothing going as 23's in there, 81's in there. Donovan Snyder make the tackle.
Yeah, Snyder, he made that initial contact, just a sophomore, and boy, he shot that gap and he made that
fast. That had to be a blitz. 81, Austin Spatzel also coming in. So it's gonna be a second and 11 to go on the 35-yard line from your left to your right. Hand off to the right side. Oh, just about breaking through number 19. Shane Maurer just had a little shoelace tackle there. Had it on the 41-yard line. Oh, if he'd have gotten by that last defender.
He's waiting to break one. This young man, he's averaging 195 yards rushing a game.
Wow. He just about broke that one. Got caught by the shoelace. So it's going to be third and 5 for the Warriors out of the I formation. And the quarterback stumbles. Hands off the right side this time as they both stumble on that one. Shane Maurer going down there on the 40, about the 40-yard line.
Yeah, that one just was never going to develop. People were kind of tripping over their own feet.
I don't even think a Deckerville Eagle had a tackle on that one, so we're going to credit North Huron Warriors with the tackle. It's going to be fourth down and 6 to go with 10:42 to go here in the second quarter at Deckerville. North Huron Warriors with the ball, left to right if you're looking at your radio. Warriors have the ball on the 41-yard line. Out of the I formation, number 25, Nick Schramsky, the quarterback, going in motion. Strong left, 19. Shane Maurer's looking for a pass. It's going to be a short pass, but picked up right away by the Eagles. 24, Kendall Pulowski, I believe, was the receiver on that pass. Nice play, but the Eagles read that one all the way. I really thought he was going to go to Maurer down the sideline.
I think that was the initial look, but I don't think he had enough time to put enough touch and get it out there that far. But Pulowski made a nice catch because he knew he was going to take a shot, and boy, did he. But he hung on to it.
So we'll go first and 10 for the Deckerville Eagles. Great field position. They've got it on the North Huron Warriors 41-yard line with a score of 14-0. Eagles on top. Deckerville Eagles break over the ball. Number 9, the quarterback, Brandon Patel, the junior for the Eagles. Crouches down, hands off to that number 40 fullback. Driving off the right side, head down, look at him pump those feet. Number 40, Jared Philpott. Philpott, like a bulldozer off that right side. But some sustained blocks downfield by that right side of the defensive or the offensive line for the Eagles.
There were some good blocks, but Philpott did a lot of that himself.
He was
wasn't going to be stopped.
Well, he picked up about 8 yards on his own. Kelly, got an update for us?
The only score that we have right now is Sandusky 7. They just scored in the Ubley homecoming.